All right, we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on, of course, in Washington, specifically in terms of dealing with the debt and the deficit problem. Big part of the problem is really reducing the GDP to debt ratio, and that's what we're focusing a lot on today. Keep in mind, we've got the rating agencies just kind of waiting in the background to see what happens in Washington. But bottom line, we've got to reduce some of these numbers that are down there. I do want to point out that you've got Fitch, Moody's, Standard & Poor's. I mean, take your pick. All three say they may downgrade the U.S.'s AAA rating if Washington fails to find common ground on the debt limit. Well, now Wall Street is weighing in, too. I want to point out that just today you had BlackRock, also Loomis Sayles and Franklin Templeton saying that the country faces a cut to its AAA rating. Time to get a reality check with Véronique de Rougie. She's senior research fellow for the Mercatus Center. She says that if S&P isn't bluffing, lawmakers need to get serious about reducing that debt-to-GDP ratio. So, Véronique, great to have you here. Let's start with that first myth, and that is you cannot reduce the deficit to the levels needed without throwing revenues in the mix. So that's the myth. You say the fact is, historically, economists have found that spending cuts proved to be a more effective way to reduce the debt-to-GDP ratio. And we've got a chart. We're going to bring it up for everybody. It's a bar chart. And it really looks, there's a lot of stuff going on this chart, but it looks at the deficit debate, spending versus revenue changes. So talk to us about what you say is the fact about the importance of spending cuts.
So this mix approach, revenue increase and spending cuts, is what we hear a lot talked about as the balance approach. But when economists have actually looked at 107 cases of attempt by 21 countries to reduce the debt to GDP ratio, what they have found is that the balance approach has actually led to failure, basically not a reduction at all of debt to GDP ratio. On the other hand, when they've actually adopted packages that were overwhelmingly made of spending cuts, they've managed to cut their debt to GDP ratio.
All right, so bottom line, what we need to hear out of Washington right now is we need to see those spending cuts, correct?
Yes, and what's at stake is really key, right? I mean, Standard & Poor's made it very clear. If we don't reduce the debt to GDP ratio, very, very quickly, they will downgrade us. So we need to learn from history.
Let's get to myth number two, and that is lawmakers on the brink of catastrophe forget about politics and adopt measures that address their fiscal issues. You say that's the myth. You say the fact is, historically, four of five fiscal adjustments made have been unsuccessful. And we've got a chart that shows lawmakers adopting failed fiscal policies. So what exactly does this mean? We see 80% unsuccessful, 20% successful. Yeah. What does this really mean?
So what we know, I mean, if we've learned anything in the last few weeks, is that politics, unfortunately, never gets out of the way. But again, when you look at these instances where 107 countries have tried to reduce their debt to GDP, they went the wrong route. They actually tried an approach to do it not by massively cutting spending, and hence they failed. I mean, 80% of failure, and with what's at stake, I don't think we can afford it.
All right, we got to leave it on that note. Hey, Véronique, thank you so much. Some good things to certainly
think
about.
Thank you for having me.